So, Julian, what's your involvement here today?
Because it's something that I support very strongly, this idea of actually making the past come to life, which was obviously what they wanted to do, because I think sometimes people think of museums as quite dull places, just full of old, dusty things. But this is a way, what they were planning on doing was a way of making it all come to life and engaging lots of people, from young people to blind groups, something I'm very supportive of. So that's why I ended up here to start with.
So have you seen Tarkish?
Yes, I saw her a couple of years ago when I first came down, and I've just seen her in her new home, and very impressive it is too, because it's quite a delicate thing sometimes, displaying human remains. It has to be done with dignity, because actually it is a person. But I think they've done a wonderful job, and you can appreciate her in her setting, the beautiful decoration on her sarcophagus. And that, together with all of the information about the way people thought about the afterlife, I think is absolutely wonderful. They've done a great job.
What's the most standout thing for you that's sort of come out of all this research?
Well, I think it's what modern scientific investigation can tell us about people in the past, because, you know, the past is about people, it's not about the objects. And with things like CT scanning, we can discover so much more than we could just by a visual, you know, just looking at something. You know, it's great that local hospitals have been involved, but, you know, finding out that a 14-year-old girl is actually a mature, in fact, possibly quite elderly woman, I think that's quite a revelation. And the past isn't static. We're continually finding new ways to find out about the past. And no doubt new techniques will be developed, you know, in coming years. So that, to me, is the most intriguing thing, that it's changed the whole story. There are things that we can do now that 10 years ago we didn't think we'd be able to do. So perhaps in a few years' time, we'll be able to look at Tarkish again and find out even more about her.